I had that kind of biological clock thing going off and went a bit crazy. But I was single. So I was kind of behaved like an idiot, I suppose, for want of a better description, and was dating people, and sort of before dessert was over, I'd be, right, okay, so, right, when, and I'm like, okay, fine. So obviously it never went anywhere. And then from there, I kind of was looking at the options that I was making, and I just thought, actually, I don't really want to be in that situation. I don't want to be making choices that would end in a bad relationship, because it's never going to be positive for anybody, and any child brought up in that situation was just then going to have to go through whatever horribleness as that relationship broke down. I kind of decided I wanted to do a bit of a, I don't know, an MOT health check and just kind of find out what my stats were, just try and calm me down a little bit. And I went to the doctor, and he basically said that my fertility was coming to an end. And that pushed my pressure up a bit. And I think I was in a situation where I was, knew I wanted to have children, knew I was time pressured, and was then in a decision that I kind of wanted to make, see what my options were. And I knew I didn't want to have any regrets. I didn't want to look back and go, oh, if only, or I wish I had, or should I have? So I thought, let's just do it. And I didn't mind. I didn't mind what the outcome was. I just knew that I couldn't have walked away without trying. You know, if it didn't work out, that would have been fine. And I was very fortunate. I did one round of IVF. I had two eggs put back in, and both took. So it was a little bit more than I was expecting. yeah, and then we've been on this roller coaster ever since, really. How do you have that conversation with people? How do you broach that kind of, you know, can you donate sperm and I'll go and get a turkey baster? Do you know what I mean? It's like those kind of conversations are hard. So I did mine in the end. I went through a sperm bank and did it that way. But you have to, the fertility world, whatever choice it is that you make in that, you have to be so honest. And that was my promise to myself, that talking about my fertility and the routes I took and having the girls, I was absolutely honest. I don't think you can do it with being cagey, because the only person you're lying to is yourself in the end. So you kind of have to be absolutely truthful. And actually, if you want to have a child, you have to say you want to have a child, because it's not something you can come back from. It's such a life-changing decision. And it took me, I would say, 18 months from making that decision to, and actually kind of coming to terms with the fact that I wanted to do this. Or no, realising I wanted to do it and then coming to terms with the choice I was making was a full 18 months to kind of starting the IVF, really. I was very private about it, very, very private. I told probably about 5 people in total, and I didn't tell my mum and dad until quite late on, and I'd already made the decision that I was doing it, and I'd found the clinic, and I'd started having appointments and stuff. So I didn't tell them until it had already, you know, it was on, that train had already gone. And they were not happy at all. Not at all. It really went against everything that they understood. They're very traditional. They're very, you know, I needed to find a man, I needed to settle down, I need to have a nice stable up, you know, environment, all of those kind of things. And it was also very medical and very clinical. And my mum really struggled with that. And my dad was really worried about how it would impact on him, and then obviously the financial side of it and all of the really practical kind of just stuff that they just couldn't understand. And I think they were scared, because it was, you know, they were like, well, we've just retired, what impact is it going to have on us? We're going to need to be involved. And I was like, no, this is my choice. This is, you know, and I was very conscious that I would only do this if I knew that I could do it myself. You know, it's not, you can't make this decision and expect other people just to, you know, muck in, because that's just, you know, it's unrealistic. It's not fair on the girls, it's not fair on anybody. So yeah, in the end, I was really fortunate. Mum and Dad have been brilliant, and they're absolutely 100% you know, adore the girls. And I think that Phoebe has absolutely got my dad wrapped around her little finger. But yeah, it took probably till they were probably about 4 months old that they were really, really on board. They helped out and were, you know, but they didn't, I don't think they fell in love until they were reactive and, you know, the girls gave something back. So yeah, it was good. It took a while, but now it works really well.
And do you feel
everyone knows I've got the two girls, you know, that's fine. And it's always the, oh, your husband must be quite busy. And I said, oh no, I don't have a partner. And then it's always that slight embarrassment of, oh, sorry, oh, I didn't realise, kind of thing. And I was like, oh, no, it's all right, you know, my choice, I'm quite comfortable with it. And I think most people just assume that the relationship's broken down rather than anything else. The only time it comes up that I'm quite open about the choices I made was because Phoebe looks quite similar to me. May is the absolute spit of the donor at this age. Because the donor had given some photos of himself up to the age of 5, so I've got kind of a few, and there's a picture, and I saw it and showed it to Phoebe, and she went, May? And I was like, oh, really? So it's just like, oh. So I usually kind of cover it off that way, and I sort of say, oh, yeah, no, Phoebe's a spit of me, but May's a spit of her donor. And then if people twig, that's, you know, it's down to them then. But yeah, I am upfront about it because I kind of want to take away the stigma. I don't want the girls to walk into a situation where someone's like, oh, do you know what I mean? I don't want the girls to have that aggro. If I can cover it off and get rid of it so it's a non-issue, then yeah, I do. And the girls will know. Girls, you know, they sort of say sometimes like, oh, dada, and I was like, no, girls, you don't have a dad, you've got a donor. So it's a word that they know and it's familiar to them before they really know what it means. There was a lot of, before I went into this, I had a huge amount of angst about the whole, you know, I'm creating a single parent family here. I'm doing that thing that has a real stigma attached to it. And what am I doing? Am I being selfish by doing this? It's, you know, it's all because of me that this is happening. Now, I don't give a monkeys. Now this is my family, this is who we are, this is, yeah, I can't imagine anything other than us. So I think you do have to do a lot of positioning, I suppose, for yourself before you get to that, because people have a view, people have an opinion, people can be quite cruel. And I don't want to be in a situation where I have to apologise, because why should I? So it took me a while to kind of really, really be comfortable with it. But that was long before the girls came along.
Mental cruel, as you say.
No, I because I've been really upfront and really open and really, you know, this is how it is, this is what it is. But I think people, there are some people that don't necessarily understand it. And some people are a bit like, that's a bit weird. Mm. And that's their choice, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? And that's, they've been upfront and sort of said, you know, if I was in your situation, I wouldn't do what you've done. Fine. But I think, you know, people are at different points in their life and different choices at different times, don't they? So it's really hard for someone externally to understand how you feel when you made that choice. And, you know, and even the people looking from the outside now, they can see my girls, they're happy, they're, you know, crazy and energetic and full of beans. I don't think anyone could say that they're not, you know, they're not getting what they could out of life.